This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The effects of the pandemic have been uneven on both people and on businesses and industries. Hurt some, helped others. And now that we're trying to get back to normal, we are finding in a lot of cases that normal has changed. The landscape is different in a kind of a literal sense. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour is our go-to for all things plants.
Plants began to grow on land around 500 million years ago. Last year, they reached Laura Wang's apartment.
I started buying plants on Etsy and Facebook groups.
Wang lives in Oakland, California, where lockdown started early.
I didn't go outside for like the first 3 months of the pandemic. And so I was inside a studio apartment.
So she brought nature indoors, one plant at a time.
And I would say we have like over 100 now.
She grew her plants. She imported plants.
But like basic, just from Ecuador, because it's cheaper there.
And of course, with plants, you need supplies.
Grow lights and heating pads and some like humidity containers. Oh, the big thing is that I wanted to buy predatory mites.
Predatory mites to eat certain insect pests. Huang's boyfriend vetoed that.
He doesn't want to bring more bugs into the apartment.
Anyway, Wang estimates she spent around $1,000 total on plants. And according to the Census Bureau, all across the U.S., Americans, including aspiring plant moms and plant dads, spent $8.5 billion more on gardening equipment and supplies in 2020 than they did in 2019, an increase of nearly 20%. Sonia De Trinidad owns Partly Sunny Projects. She sells succulents and air plants online.
I went from maybe doing, you know, an acceptable 30, 40 orders per month to June of 2020, where I did 1,200 orders.
Her TikTok gained hundreds of thousands of followers. She's up to 360,000 now.
I got a lot of people that commented about how the plants were helping them with their depression, their anxiety, working through their sad days.
Now, the question is whether this plant momentum will stick around. Because, you know, for all the plant parents, you've also got this guy, Kevin Broccoli in Johnston, Rhode Island.
Shortly into the pandemic, I decided to buy this make-your-own herb garden situation, which was 9 plants.
He killed all of them. Every last one.
I mean, I have the pots. The pots are still here. There's just nothing in them at the moment. I think it's a really good metaphor for the pandemic in general because, you know, beginning of the pandemic, nothing going on. I have nothing to do but take care of these plants.
They were looking great, but then things got busy. Work picked up.
And I started seeing one by one them just dropping off slowly.
This is actually what happens to plants during recessions and recoveries. They do well, and then they don't.
We normally see increases in sales anytime there's any sort of economic downturn.
Dr. Charlie Hall is an economist and professor of horticultural science at Texas A&M.
You know, when the recession is over, the downturn's over, and people start making that switch to durable goods purchases again, buying more cars and refrigerators and furniture and so forth, that's when we really take it on the chin.
But Hall says this recession is looking different so far. People have started buying non-plant stuff, but they're also still buying more plants. Again, Sonia De Trinidad with Partly Sunny Projects.
I believe that there are definitely some mass murders happening in the plant community right now. But I think that people are also very determined to make it work.
And a lot of people are still working from home and may still want some plant company. Gardening-related sales so far in 2021 are up 30% from last year. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.